I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump is urging patience, even as the stock market takes a beating. On news of his across-the-board tariffs.
With the global economy reeling from the tariffs, the president is insisting his trade policies will never change. He wrote online that this is a great time to get rich, telling Americans to hang tough. Meanwhile, Fed Chairman Jerome Powell said the tariffs were significantly larger than expected and are highly likely to cause more inflation. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Meanwhile, new polls suggest Americans are divided on the administration's handling in two key areas.
The new AP NORC poll revealed about 4 in 10 U.S. adults approved Trump's stance on the economy and trade negotiations. On immigration, approval ratings were higher, with half of U.S. adults agreeing with his strict agenda on the issue.
Donald Warner reports on the Senate's approval of a multi-trillion dollar tax cut framework.
In Saturday's early morning hours, the Senate approved a multi-trillion dollar tax breaks and spending cuts framework.
The yeas are 51, the nays are 48. The concurrent resolution, as amended, is adopted.
The vote fell mostly along party lines, with sharp dissent from just two Republicans, Susan Collins of Maine and Rand Paul of Kentucky.
The NTSB has issued its final report for the 2023 crash that collapsed a freeway overpass in Philadelphia.
Federal officials say the driver of a tractor trailer that overturned and sparked a blaze under a major Philadelphia interstate had failed to slow down on the exit ramp. The National Transportation Safety Board issued its final report in the June 2023 crash at an Interstate 95 exit ramp and found probable cause that the driver, who was killed, exited the highway above the posted speed limit, and possible fatigue played a role. There were no other deaths or injuries. I'm Haya Panjwani.
This is SRN News. A new survey takes a look at what American Christians say they believe about the Trinity, including whether that doctrine even exists.
A new poll from the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University asks that question, and the answer is shocking. Only 16% of self-identified Christians say they believe in the Trinity, the understanding of three equal persons, God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Spirit in one. Amongst those Christians who are the most conservative and Bible-believing, only 62% say they accept the concept of the Trinity. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A survey from the Pew Research Center indicates a majority of Americans, including many Democrats, are turning against the practice of letting males compete against females in sports. Leon Saper, a fellow at the Manhattan Institute, says that President Trump's opposition to the LGBT agenda has given him a serious political advantage. This is SRN News. The Department of Energy is laying the groundwork for the future of AI.
The agency has identified 16 federal sites, including storied nuclear research laboratories such as Los Alamos, where it could invite tech companies to build data centers. It's part of a drive to accelerate commercial development of artificial intelligence technology. President Trump has said he supports the opening of federal lands to data centers, something that was backed by the previous administration as well. Rich Thomason, Washington.
President Trump is signing an executive order to keep TikTok running in the U.S. for another 75 days. That gives the administration more time to broker a deal meant to bring the social media platform under American ownership and away from being owned by the Chinese Communist Party. Markets took a hit on Friday over all the fears of a tariff and economic battle with other countries. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down by 5.5%. This is SRN News.